Diplomacy is essentially negotiation. And negotiation is another word for diplomacy, and diplomacy is a word for negotiating. So whenever you end up negotiating with somebody, you are, of a sort, engaged in diplomacy. A good colleague of mine at the University of Cyprus says that diplomacy is about the representation of interests and ideas, and that diplomats are very much involved in building the international world in which we live through their actions, through their words, through symbolism, that they actually make the international world. It isn't anywhere else except in the words and actions of people doing diplomacy. How does diplomacy do what it does? We have an idea that diplomacy is a way of conducting relations. We've all used the phrase being diplomat, being diplomatic, being a good diplomat. We all know people who we think are good diplomats. We all know people who we think are absolutely awful at diplomacy in the ways they handle their relations. Ernest Satow, who wrote the Bible on 19th century diplomacy, said that diplomacy is the application of intelligence and tact to the conduct of official relations between governments of independent states. Intelligence and tact. You can see the trouble we're going to get into later on. A good place to start thinking about diplomacy is to think in terms of the old sociology, in groups, out groups. The relations inside groups, the relations between groups. And the relations between separate groups having a different character from relations within groups. I think that's a useful starting point. And then, if you take that as your starting point, you're forced to concede that there will always be diplomacy. It's not a question of whether there's diplomacy or no diplomacy. What it really comes down to is a question of there's better diplomacy and there's worse diplomacy in the way we conduct our relations between different groups.
If you look at the Art of the Deal, which is a kind of a roadmap, perhaps, for Trump's way of thinking, he kind of describes his negotiating style in two steps. The first step is you up the temperature, you act somewhat irrationally, you rattle everyone's cage, you prepare the ground that way, and then you negotiate, having softened up. Just on diplomacy in general, I think, you know, it's the management of relations traditionally between independent states. I mean, ever since the Treaty of Westphalia in 1648, we've been living in world of nation states. We still are. Other regions like Catalonia, Scotland, want to become states still. It's a popular thing. Trump is, in his speeches, both in Warsaw and just recently, is stressing the nation state, that we respect other states. So it's almost like we're returning to this concept. And I've always thought, just as I practiced this career, that where you start is trying to understand as best as you can the reasoning behind the person you're negotiating with, the country you're negotiating with, the reasoning behind their own perception of their own interests. You get as clear a view of that as you can, because what you want to do is to change their calculation of their own interests. That's what diplomacy is. It's trying to persuade people to move in your direction in the way they define what's in their interest, enlightened interest or otherwise. Therefore, you can't do that without understanding other countries on their own terms. And that's exactly what U.S. diplomacy has lost in recent times, if it ever really had it. We've just been through a period of what they call transformational diplomacy. I'll talk much more about that later. The idea that the goal of U.S. diplomacy is to change countries, to make them more democratic, which is a laudable goal. But we've stepped back from this idea of kind of going into their skin, trying to see how they see their interests, because frankly, that's the best way we can influence other countries, in my view. And I firmly believe we have to get back to that concept of diplomacy that we have progressively lost in recent decades.